The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jonathan Keane is with me. Jonathan is a journalist with The Currency, and he has been tasked with something almost Sisyphean today, which is to explain the digital euro and digital currency to me in its entirety, Jonathan. So when we talk about this, this is something the ECB and are keen to get in on, the introduction of a digital euro. But what are we talking about when we talk about digital currency?
Well, I think you can take some consolation in knowing that you're not the only person that's confused by this.
Okay. Yeah.
This has been floating around for a few years, and it's kind of struggled with the messaging as far as what it's supposed to be. And it's, in essence, it is a digital version of the euro that we all use anyway. You might be asking yourself then, well, how is that different from
Revolut? Revolut, is that not a digital euro?
Yeah, so the best way I can describe it is, say when you have a 20 euro note in your back pocket, you own that 20 euro. You don't need a bank to use it. It's just there in your back pocket. This would be a digital version of that. There's no bank in between. There's no middleman. It's just ECB has issued this money directly to you and you hold it, but you're holding it digitally. So there's no bank involved. There's no kind of middleman, much like, or like a Revolut or that kind of thing.
So where am I holding it, or how am I holding it?
It will likely come in the form of, say, a digital wallet that would be issued by the ECB. So be on your phone, basically. It's probably the most likely way that European citizens will use this thing whenever it actually happens.
Okay, but the ECB at the moment don't give me money. I get that money from my employer, the overwhelming majority. I'm past the age where relatives give me 10 or 20 quid when I visit them. So it's from my employer I get money. So how will money end up in this app on my phone, this digital wallet?
That's a great question that I don't exactly have an answer for just yet, because it's all very much up in the air as far as, certainly from a legislative point of view, as far as how is that all going to work really in theory, and how you're going to access this money, how do you get access to this money, and what kind of limits will be on its use as well, as far as how much you can hold in your wallet at any given time, how much you can spend at any given time. So much to our earlier point earlier on, it is still quite a nebulous concept right now.
Okay. So what's the those who are in favour of this, what's the rationale, what's the argument in favour? Why go down this road?
The big discussion, the big talking point is sort of a European sovereignty in one sense, as far as all our financial services systems largely are based on American systems. So you think all our cards, Visa, MasterCard, it's all American systems that kind of underpin all of it. That's probably the rationale for the ECB's point of view, as far as we want to have greater kind of control over our financial systems. Europeans, at least in theory, would have greater control over the money that they own and hold. That's the pitch, basically, from the ECB to try and get legislation from the European Commission to make all of this possible. But I don't necessarily know if that will translate to the everyday person, if that's the reason they would use it for some kind of, you know, mission for European sovereignty. It's going to come down to utility. How easy is it to use?
So to what extent are the ECB as a central bank ploughing a loan furrow, or is this something that other central banks are doing around the world? Actually, off the top of my head, was there not a Central or South American country a few years ago that really decided to go it alone in this regard?
There have been dozens of various projects by central banks around the world. None of them have ever really gotten to anything meaningful. This is by far the biggest example of a central bank issuing a digital currency.
Okay, is it the Federal Reserve, I guess, is their equivalent of our own central bank? Are they looking at this in the United States as well?
What's happening in the States is a bit different. They're talking about stable coins, which is a similar thing in the sense that it's tied to an actual currency. So, see, when you talk about a digital euro, it's one digital euro is worth 1 euro.
Okay.
That doesn't change. So if you have a stable coin, which is kind of another term for this, that's linked to, say, the US dollar, one stable coin is worth 1 US dollar.
Okay.
What the Trump administration has done is introduced legislation to kind of allow that to happen. It's not the Federal Reserve issuing a cryptocurrency, or a digital currency, I should say. It's a legislation to allow companies to issue stable coins.
Oh, right. Okay. So essentially, they understandably, maybe it's more kind of in line with the American overall political ideology. We'll let the market deal with this, but we'll allow them to link it to the value of the dollar.
Yeah. So if you're in the States, you're issuing a stable coin, one of your stable coins, $1 of that is worth one actual dollar.
OK, so how is that different from cryptocurrency? From people who are listening to this and they think, you know, is this crypto, is what Jonathan's describing here, the thing I hear about?
that is another issue of the messaging around it. Because it's, you hear digital currency, you immediately think of cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
you think
is,
of
this, Bitcoin. Is this Bitcoin? You think of, is this a European Bitcoin?
That is the association that the ECB will really have struggled to shake off. Because when, again, you hear the word digital currency, you think cryptocurrency, you think crazy valuations, ups and down, and mental use cases or whatever. This isn't like that because it's tied to the euro. So 1 euro is worth 1 euro. It's not going to go up and down like Bitcoin does or anything like that.
This the value of this will fluctuate in the same way that the value of the euro fluctuates against other currencies. But no more, no less than that. It's exactly the same.
It's the same, yes.
All right. How far away are we from all of this becoming reality?
It could be, it'd be a few more years, I think, before we'd actually have that wallet on your phone. So where it looks right now is there's some progress last week as far as, you know, the EU finance ministers, that kind of thing. Next year is probably where we're going to have legislation really pinned down, but then it goes through the long process of EU lawmaking of 27 member states arguing their positions, the European Parliament, all of that stuff. So it could be another few more years, maybe 3 years, but that's a bit of a shot in the dark, but these things tend to take a long time.
Jonathan, you know what? I'm going to give you this. I wasn't sure you'd be able to manage it, and that was no reflection on you. That was a reflection of my ignorance, but I think I do understand it a little bit better now. So listen, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks very much.
Jonathan Keane is a journalist with The Currency.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.